Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita, beginning chapter 11, The Universal Form. Although Krishna is driving Arjuna's chariot, he pervades and supports the entire universe. Arjuna, therefore, wishes to see Krishna's all-pervading form. Thus, after two introductory verses, Arjuna asks Krishna to reveal his universal form. Text 1. Arjuna said, By my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled. 2. O Lotus-Eyed One, I have heard from you in detail about the appearance and disappearance of every living entity, and I have realized your inexhaustible glories. 3. O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Comment. In Bhagavad Gita 10.16, Arjuna asks to hear in detail of Krishna's unlimited opulence, but Krishna gave only 82 examples. Arjuna, having heard but a fragment of Krishna's glories, is now eager to see Krishna's all-pervading form of unlimited opulence. Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakur, representing Arjuna, comments, because you have said, with a single fragment of myself, I support this entire universe, I have no problem believing this is factual. Still, I want to know everything in detail. That's the end of the quotation from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Comment continues. Actually, Arjuna will gain nothing for himself by seeing this form. Yatha, as it is, means that Arjuna already accepts Krishna's Tuam form as the Supreme. He calls Krishna both Purushottam and Parameshwara, the best of personalities, and the Supreme Lord. Why then does Arjuna ask to see, as Srila Prabhupada calls it in his purport to 11.8, Krishna's, quote, godless display of opulence, a form which devotees generally do not wish to see? So the Prabhupada offers Arjuna's reasons in his purports to texts 1 and 3 from Prabhupada's purport. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says his illusion is over. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as a source of everything. Arjuna is very enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend as Krishna. But now he's thinking that although he may accept Krishna as the source of everything, others may not. So in order to establish Krishna's divinity for all, he is requesting Krishna in this chapter to show his universal form. Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion for the future. There would be so many impostors who would pose themselves as incarnations of God. The people, therefore, should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people. Arjuna continues making his request in text 4. And here's text 4. If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. Comment. The word Yogeshwara, master of all mystic power, is used by Arjuna to indicate that he believes Krishna, by his mystic power, can enable him to see the universal form. The word Prabhu, as used here, means, quote, one with the capacity, power, and strength to show the universal form. Srila Prabhupada explains these points in his purport. Quote, Arjuna could understand that for a living entity, it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. If the infinite reveals himself, then it is possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. The word Yogeshwar is also very significant here, because the Lord has inconceivable power. If he likes, he can reveal himself by his grace, although he is unlimited. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. That's the end of the citation of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Comment continues. Krishna responds by offering to show Arjuna the opulences of which he spoke in chapter 10. 5. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, son of Pritha, see now my opulences, hundreds and thousands of varied divine and multicolored forms." 6. O best of the Bharatas, see here the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Aswini Kumaras, and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of before. 7. O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything, moving and non-moving, is here completely in one place. Comment. Krishna used the word pasya, see, 4 times in the last 3 verses. He's emphasizing that Arjuna should see this wonderful universal form, never before seen. Once, Krishna showed an aspect of the universal form to Duryodhana. In an attempt to avoid the battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhisthira sent Krishna to Duryodhana as a messenger of peace. Duryodhana's and Karna's response, however, was foolish. To express disdain for the Pandava's strength, they plotted to bind Krishna with ropes and throw him into prison. Only a great devotee such as Yasoda Devi, however, can evoke submission from the unlimitedly powerful Lord and bind him. Binding Krishna was impossible for Duryodhana because he was envious and devoid of bhakti. Duryodhana and Karna's attempt only caused Krishna to laugh and say, "You cannot bind me. I exist everywhere." At that time, Krishna showed part of his universal form to Duryodhana, who became frightened but remained unsubmissive. Duryodhana continued minimizing Krishna despite his show of power by saying, "Oh, Krishna simply has mystic powers." The universal form shown to Duryodhana was not the same as the universal form Krishna will now show to Arjuna. Srila Prabhupada explains the significance of the word ekastam in his purport to text 7. Arjuna will be able to see the whole universe, including all space and time, past, present, and future, ekastam, or sitting in one place. Hare Krishna. We shall continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.